What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? Tune in as always. You know what I'm saying? About to give y'all that good talk. A lot of things happening in the NBA right now. A lot of potential trades. And I think today might be our next best show. Because we're coming right with it. Brandon versus Face today. That's what it's the show is all highlighted on today. Just to let speed everybody up. Well, you already know to the left. Well, yeah, to the left of me, B Monk. Below him, smiley face. We'll see if he's gonna keep smiling through the whole time. Your man, Face.
Well, man, I'm always smiling. Shout out to Tim Duncan, bro. Shout out to Tim Duncan.
Okay.
We about to jump into it. So what it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what we got to say, join the debate. Now, we're gonna go straight, pull the guns out. We started off today. Damian Lillard deserve to be all NBA first team this season. Brandon, this is your guy. We would like to start with you.
If the season ended right now, COVID start messing everything up and the season ended today, Dame would be first team. No questions asked. Playing at an all-time level. His team is fifth right now in the West. They're a run away from having home court in the first round of the playoffs. He's averaging 30. He's making clutch baskets. And I think Steph would be the other person. And I love Luka. And this is, for y'all at home, this is basically a Luka versus Dame debate to this point to the season. And I love Luka's game. And I'm not even saying Dame is better than Luka. If you say Luka's better than Dame, I'm not going to argue. But if we're talking about the amount of work that's being put in so far up to this point in time, Dame is first team. I don't care who else you take out, but Dame is first team.
Okay. So who are the other players? Yeah. Who are the players on there? Like, we got to hear your five.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I go Steph because he's carrying the load. Bron, no brainer. I'm going Kevin Durant. And I really don't know about that center spot. I'm gonna give Embiid the edge over Joker because of team record. And I know that's how the voters vote. If it's close with stats and numbers and play, they're gonna go to record. So I'm gonna go with Embiid. But hey, if somebody say Joker, I ain't tripping because he's out here cooking, and that's my dog on fantasy. So that's my five as of now.
Okay. All right, just speed everybody up. People that just joined in, thank you. We're talking about this. Damian Lillard deserved to be all NBA first team.
And now if the season ended today, that's what we gotta highlight. If it ended right now.
So if Dame kept playing the way how you playing for the rest of the year.
If Dame continues like this, and Luka doesn't like continue to make the case and they start winning games over Dame, then yeah, I got Dame first team, Luka second team. Okay. And if Golden State make the playoffs, you gotta have Steph in there because Steph is really out there playing with my North Carolina Tar Heels right now.
All right, Face, it's all on you. Coming at you. What's goody?
Yes, sir. You know, first and foremost, you know. Shout out to Tim Duncan. That's what I'm just going to have to lead everything out with because my man just gets disrespected on a regular basis. This is real short and sweet. Somebody did the whole Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan thing with me earlier today, and I said, bro, I'm not even having this conversation with you. But no, so here's my debacle. You know, when Luka was hot, like when was the bubble? About 3 months ago? Three, 4 months ago when the bubble was, everybody was like, Luka might be the second best player in the league. He might be blah, blah, you know, all this outlandish, crazy stuff. And at the time, I was one of those people. I was like, nah, that's probably not right, you know. But for me, knowing that they go off of the hype of people as well, which is why, you know, a small tangent is why LaMelo's playing well, but, like, I hear about him a little too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, Terry Rozier had 41 other night and – Melo's face was all over the place. And it's like, nah, that's not what's happening. I don't see any way, shape, or form that Luka is not going to be first team. because I just don't see them not letting that happen. I don't care what, as long as they're not in dead last, which they're not, and I didn't know they've won four out of their last five. It's hard for me to say that Dame is over Luka, because Luka literally it beats Dame out in every category but one, and it's by like a point, I think. I think Dame averages one more point than Luka. You know what I'm saying? And then if you want to take injury into consideration, you can turn around and say, well, Luka didn't play with his team the first month and a half, and Dame hasn't played with his for the last month and a half. Like, if we want to throw injuries out there, then to me, then it comes down to being even, and then it comes down to stats. So then if we talk about stats, then what Luka's done, it to me, is better. Now, here's the thing that I always get in a debacle with people about Dame, too. I think anytime Dame does something, it gets blown up like crazy. Like crazy. And I also think Dame hasn't been as far as dudes, or Dame has only been as far as certain dudes that get butchered on a regular basis. Like, butchered. Like, oh, he ain't been here. He ain't done this. He ain't done that. And I'm like, well, damn, Dame live. Y'all let Dame live. Ain't no problem for Dame. Because he hit a little jumper, a little 40-footer, and tap his wrist and shit. That don't mean nothing to me. You know, I think it's cool and all, but if we really breaking it down, I'm not saying what he's doing isn't incredible. By no stretch of my demeaning what he's doing.
Sure.
I'm positive. But you're not going to tell me that Luka averaging more in every category and shooting better and averaging one less point is going to not allow him to be first team. Like, it just don't make no sense to me, especially how the whole time people saying Luka's, you know, a month ago, Luka was top three in everybody's MVP voting. So he all of a sudden went from being MVP to nothing to now he's second team all of a sudden. And so to name my five, and nobody, there's no way Steph isn't first team. There's no way, like, it's impossible for him not to be first team with what he's doing. I mean, he legitimately out there playing with the intramural team, and he's getting shit done. You know what I'm saying? So,
and meanwhile, you just said that Luka has the stats advantage over Dame, where Dame and Steph have almost identical numbers. So that means Luka's numbers are ahead of him, but you got Luka over Dame. So continue.
Yeah, it's definitely still Luka over Dame. Hold on now. Let's not act like CJ McCollum wasn't there the first month of the season. Steph was playing with us three and Draymond at the beginning. And doing what he was doing. So let's not act like – and let's not Draymond, act like CJ wasn't.
Draymond wasn't there for a little bit.
Oh, Tuesday, Draymond wasn't even there. So – and let's not act like that – let's not act like that CJ wasn't killing either. Like,
he was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
He was fine, so yes.
Who was murdering for Steph?
He was by himself, but now, Dame hasn't had CJ or Nurk for about a month right now.
And no, I'm not talking about Nurk. I want to talk about Nurk. You don't want to know about Nurk.
He's the third best player on the team, no matter how you slice it. Like, yo, you know how you feel about Nas Little, right? You know how you feel about him.
Yeah,
and he gets quality minutes on that team.
Well,
what
about how you feel about Nas Little? You think he's deserving of those quality minutes?
No. I said Nas has a chance to be a 3-and-D guy in the NBA. Some guys come in automatically and do it. Sometimes it takes a very long time for them to get to that point. But I've never said he should be on an NBA rotation as of today.
I'm glad you changed that last part to as of today, because literally a couple months ago, I remember going back and forth with you and Austin about Nas Little being this superb dude, ready for the league, doing this.
No, Brandon,
don't do that. Brandon, don't do that.
No, if a team's going to take you in the first round, you go.
Go
you
get,
go
your,
get your bread, and you make basketball a full-time job. That's what I told you. And I said he has the potential to be a 3-and-D guy. He's 6'6", 6'7", athletic, has a chance to be good on defense, and his spot-up three ain't garbage. But he has potential. He has potential to grow into that. As of right now, today, he's not on that level. But anyway, go ahead. Continue with your point.
But if I'm taking my five dudes, you know, I'm going Steph, Luka, KD, Bron, And again, same way, I don't see how Joker is, how he's dropped all of a sudden. Again, he was like front runner for MVP. He was legit front runner. Then Embiid started going on a tear, and then all of a sudden it's Embiid. But like, y'all remember I was trashing Joker at the beginning. I was like, nah, I'm not, nope. And everybody had him. So how does he fall off that fast? Like, when did he?
I would like to add in there that I think it's going to be a very tough decision because we haven't had two big men like this perform since when? Yao Ming and Dwight Howard, and that's really a long, long-ass time ago. I really think they might do Steph, LeBron, KD, Joker, and not even going to even add Luka because I knew that Luka was going to come up in this. And I agree with you, Face. I think Luka would get in over Dame because he has better stats. And that's not me saying that he's better than Dame or Dame's better than him. I just think that by his stats. And I've seen people in the comments, you guys were talking. I don't know if you're paying attention. Somebody said his team is ass, though, the whole time. I'm guessing he's talking about Luka. I'm guessing he's saying that because that's his.
Whose team and who? Yeah, clarify.
Isaiah, that was Isaiah said that Dame is first team if they get top five in the West, and then and James said who else is taking the Mavs. So to answer your question on that, James, Porzingis wasn't there the first two weeks, and then Porzingis is back now hooping. But I think it's gonna be very difficult. But I really just don't see that you're leaving Joker and Embiid our first team, not the way how they're balling.
Now, I got a question because every other year, and I'm pretty sure, but if I'm wrong, you can correct me. Only one center makes first team. Because if they were to do it how you guys just said it, or how you just said it, Ray, with both of them, then fine, take Dame off of first team. But it's two guards, to my knowledge, it's two guards, two forwards, and a center. That's why I got Dame in there. But obviously, yes, like I'm not saying he's been a top five player this season. I'm just saying when you look at guards, he's putting up numbers and how the NBA works, whether we like it or not, they go off of who's winning. And Dame right now is winning actually over both of them. And you could talk about he's on a better team, but shoot, he ain't got CJ or Nurk right now. So I don't see how you leave Dame off as of now.
Now, just to speed everybody up, you know, this was a big argument between them because I'm guessing, did Face violate Dame? Or did he come at Dame the wrong way to piss you off, Brandon?
Brandon's always hypersensitive about Dame. That's his man. That's his man's. So he's always hypersensitive. I can't say nothing about Dame in a negative way. Because then it's a problem. Like, it's always a problem. And again, that's where I go back to, like, Russie. You know, there was a span where Russie was getting MVP of the league, and they losing in the second round, and people bashing Russie. But Dame, having less of everything, less, and Russie was playing with a much worse team. Russie was playing with a much worse team. Steven Adams is the next best player. And people are like, oh, Russie this, Russie that, Russie blah, blah. I'm like, how does Dame get these passes?
I didn't give Russ his flowers.
Of course.
You know Russ was my guy.
Of course,
huh?
You did. But I'm saying, if we being consistent with everything else, a lot of people didn't. A lot of people butcher Russ for not getting out the second round, and Dame gets praised for losing in the second round.
He got an MVP. How did he not get praised?
But oh, they didn't make it here. They didn't make it there. And he was a teammate. Blah 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 blah. You know that. Let's not act like people ain't getting bash and Russ.
JPK said Russ couldn't win with Katie. That's what he's gonna. That's what people say.
Now, but to answer Ray's question about what ticked me off about what he said, and Ray, you gonna enjoy this, Ray, because you gonna hop in and you gonna agree. You said Dame is a career loser, right? That's fine. That's fine. You want to say he's a career loser. We all know that unless you on the same team with four NBA players, and we know who the four is, unless you team up with them, you're going to be a career loser. But what I'm taking appalled by this is you never said this about Kemba. As a matter of fact, I remember you saying Kemba was better than Kyrie Irving.
because of what he was doing by leading the team. And Ray, you and you've heard it, Ray. You've heard it. So why is Dave a career loser, but Kemba is just that dude?
Oh, I didn't say Kemba wasn't a lifetime loser. Like, I didn't come out about Kemba not being a lifetime loser.
But you never came out of pocket and called him that, though.
He was better suited than Kyrie to lead the Celtics. That's all I said. I said he's better suited.
No. You're going to get away with the people, the audience, but I know you, and I know what you said about
you know what I mean when I said that. And at the time, Kyrie, that's when Kyrie was going through his, you know, his little spell where he couldn't be made happy in any way, shape, or form. And he's yelling at, you know, him. They showed him videos of him and Gordon Hayward yelling at each other and blah, blah, blah. It's just ran off the show. But that year, that Kemba was the first person on third team All-NBA, and Kyrie was the last person on second team. That's the year where I was like, Kemba was better. And I think he was that year. I don't think it's even a question. I think it's a question. They Kyrie got that second team All-NBA because his name is Kyrie Irving.
Like, and I think you giving Luka first team over Dame because it's Luka.
No,
and it's okay to push Dame to the side because that was Dame. We already know what it is with him. He gonna ball out and he gonna lose in the second, maybe even third round. But
how does Luka go from being MVP category to second team All NBA in like a matter of 3 weeks? How does that happen?
You wanna know why? And Luka was my MVP candidate. You wanna know why? Because we were wrong. That's it.
You're wrong just because the team's losing it. So wait a minute. You hold on, baby. Hold on. So you can't be wrong. You good now? Okay. I agree. You're right. You're right. Michael Jordan's the best ever. I understand. Thank you. But what I'm saying is you can't put down Luka just because Dame is playing better. That's what I'm mouthing. Luka's still averaging 29. Probably 9 and 8.
That's exactly.
I mean, you can't just put him
down. What you just say?
You can't put him down. You can't. So if 3 weeks ago Luka was averaging these same numbers and he was MVP, and 3 weeks go by and just because one dude is playing better, now he's bumped off of something. That doesn't make sense. That's like me.
You acknowledge Dame's playing better.
What did you say? What now?
You just said we can't knock Luka off because Dame is playing better. So are you acknowledging Dame's playing better?
No, I don't think I'm saying playing better than he was before. I didn't say he's playing better than Luka because he's not. Luka just had 44 on 20 shots. You tweaking with 11 assists and like 10 rebounds. Like, what are we talking about?
Did we not?
With 44 points. What are we talking about?
And he killed in the second and third quarter. And do you know who put Luka to bed that night? Oh, crickets. I figured.
No.
Dame,
I don't
put him to bed that night.
But we talking about individual performances. If somebody go 14 for 20 for 44 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds, you're going to have to name me something better than you hit a game winner and you had 35.
Give me 35 and 11 in the game deciding basket over 44 in the L.
Man, you know I'm taking the W over the L.
Let me chime this in so you guys can have the correct stats instead of just like taking off the head. Luka is averaging 29.1 points, 8.6 rebounds, 9.4 assists. The record is 13 and 15 currently right now. Dame 17 and 10, fourth in the West. Dame is averaging 29.3, 4.4 rebounds, and 7.4 assists. Now I'll let you guys continue now that you guys know the stats.
And listen, and also audience, what I asked Face to do earlier is I told him to find me where a guy who didn't make the top 8 made the playoff. I mean, made first team all area. It took him 30 minutes to find one person.
No, bro. I was at work. The only reason why that took so long. I knew it was AD. I knew it because he's been first team for like the past 5 years and he just got to the Lakers. So I knew.
Do we know who was behind him? Do we know who was behind him?
What do you mean? Who was behind him?
Who was second team? Because there's only one center that gets the spot. Do we know who he jumped to get the first team off area with the losing record? Do we know who he skipped?
2016, 2017.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. Rudy Gobert.
So you blaming him because Rudy Gobert was the next dude?
I'm just saying the drop off from AD to Rudy Gobert is not Luka to Dame. Whether who you think is better, it doesn't matter. They both balling out, and one is winning more than the other one, and they take that into consideration. That's all I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is they typically choose the five best players in the league. Typically, that's typically how it happens.
So I don't know. So I got a question, because a lot of people used to say I was wrong, and I might have been when Russell was making first team, and I'm gonna fact check it, but I'm pretty sure Russell was making first team over James Harden, and everybody used to say James Harden was better than Russ, and as a matter of fact, I could have sworn that year Russ got MVP, James Harden was second or third in voting, but was on second team All NBA.
Well, they couldn't help but get at the Russ because of the triple double thing. Couldn't help it.
I mean, that's true, Brandon.
You know that.
It's gonna be narrative. It's gonna be narrative.
No, because Brandon, he averaged a triple double the next 2 years, and he didn't get anything.
Next season,
Yeah, you come on, man.
You said the five best players. I'm asking you, with all that triple double, are you here to say? Because I remember when you wasn't there to say, are you saying that Russell Westbrook was better than James Harden? When he had that triple double.
What was that, 2015?
That was 16-17.
I'm trying to put my mind on that season. 16-17.
Golden State won that one.
They gave it because you know Steph was first team. You know Steph was first. That was the first year without Kevin Durant. I'm asking you, was Russell Westbrook better than James Harden? Because he averaged a triple-double.
I'd probably say no. For the sake of consistency, I'd probably say no.
It's not always the five best players in the NBA.
But they gave it to the dude with the better stats. Not the dude that was the winner. They gave it to the dude with better stats. So that's what I'm saying.
It's a major difference, though, and being the first person to average a triple-double in, like, 30 years.
But there we go again. So if Luka is literally averaging, what did we say, like half a point less than Dame? This is about half a point or something like that?
Point two
less than Dame, more rebounds and more assists.
And if the season ended today, they would not be in the playoffs. So what I'm saying is
the same thing happened to AD. The exact same thing happened, and they put AD there because AD was undeniable. That's why they put AD there.
They put it up there because the drop between AD and Rudy Gobert is not the same between Luka and Dame. Both are top 10 players. Rudy Gobert has never sniffed the top 10 as an NBA player.
I hear
probably
you.
Probably not on the offensive end, but at defense, yeah.
Ray, you ever said Rudy Gobert's a top 10 player?
No, I just said not for offensive, but I said for defense. That's the reason why he's up there for defense.
Hey, look, man, I hear what you're saying with the defense, but come on, fellas. We know what this game is about, putting the damn ball in the bucket. And we know damn well Rudy Gobert is not in the same world.
You're making it sound like the only reason why AD was first team was because the next best thing was Rudy Gobert. AD was undeniably the best dude at that position. Like, there was no question.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is.
So why isn't James Harden being talked about in this?
And that was going to be my next. So that was going to be my. Literally, you took exactly what I was about to say. I said, if we're going based off of all of that, then James Harden is probably over both of them. If that's what we're doing. Because he's literally averaging, 21, 11, and 6 or something like that. It's like, if that's what we're doing.
Steph will be number two.
Like, Steph and James will be the back.
Steph is in there.
Yeah, Steph is 100% in there.
We're not even – I hope we're all on the same page on that, right? Steph is for sure. Who's asking?
Yeah.
Who's asking the question? Brandon, yeah, Steph, you know, first page, Steph is for sure number one. Like, he's in there.
To me, yes. But if I go back and I check these stats, and Dame has better numbers than Steph, then I want to hear y'all argument for that. Because I have those two.
Listen, son, I mean, my bad. I'm about to call you.
I got Steph first team. You're not gonna make me seem like I'm over here hating on Steph. I got Steph first team. I have Steph first team. But I'm just saying, if it's a numbers game, let me look at the numbers. Because if Dame is getting more assists and rebounds, and he's only a half point behind Steph, then I'm gonna ask you. Then how is Dame not over Steph if we're looking at it from a numbers perspective? So that's why how is Luka not above Steph if you're looking at it simply off of numbers?
So I got Luka in there. James is at 25.
But you have him over Steph.
I got both of them in there.
But if you had to pick one between Steph and Luka, who are you? If only one makes the cut, who are you putting in there?
Luka.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody is over Steph, and we know why. Steph ain't gonna grab 9 rebounds. We know Steph ain't going there to go average 9 assists. We know that Steph is gonna get you a bucket, and he's gonna impact winning.
But the thing is, Brandon, you asked me a question, so I answered it. You said if we're doing about numbers,
this is crazy. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Miles Turner for What It Is and What It Ain't. Go ahead and subscribe. If you don't like what my man's got to say, join the debate. Cop.
Hey, Dose, drop that hot shit.
And so James Harden is averaging 25, 12, and like 8, bro.
I mean,
regular season, it says James Harden 24.3 points, 11.8 assists. So that's 12. I'm giving you 12. And 8.4 rebounds.
Young Drip, you said, go ahead. Please, my bad.
24.3 points, 11.8 assists. So that's 12. I'm giving you 12. And 8.4 rebounds.
Hold on. Keon. No, I had the Warriors squeezing in the playoffs. But the reality of the situation is we realized Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre wasn't what we thought they were going to be. And the fact that they're still in the playoff picture right now is because Steph is losing his absolute mind the same way Dame is losing his absolute mind.
And Draymond's back.
Draymond, as much as I hate to admit it, Draymond and his damn single doubles.
You know what I'm saying? I did tell you when Draymond come back that
you like, did say that.
You know what I'm saying? And Draymond. You got to throw that in there. Draymond's the key.
Draymond's
take Steph or Dame off their squads, and they're both at number 15, 14 in the West.
You mean without injuries? Or with injuries?
You can't say without injuries because injuries are the reality of the situation right now. They both don't have key players because of injury. So as their team are right now, you take them off, they both taking L's.
Yeah, they taking L's, but I think this dude. I think Dame's team is a little better.
When CJ and Nurk get back, yeah, for sure. But they're not playing right now.
So we're going to talk about what we're talking about right now, but we'll move on from this. We got to answer this last thing. NBA Young Drip, of course, if it's Luka or Dame, I think pretty much everyone's going to take Dame for the last shot. If it's not a Luka or a Dame, we're down 2 points.
See, this is what y'all love. Y'all just love that. Like, that's what everybody loves. Like, they love that. Luka's been clutch. Let's not act like Luka ain't been clutch. Let's not act like that. See, that's what I'm saying. This is just like other people do this all the time with players all the time. Some dudes get praised for doing the same shit the other dudes do, and it's just not the same. Oh, well, they don't matter. It's not blah, blah, blah. No. Like, you know how LeBron got praised for averaging 11 assists? Why ain't nobody really praising James Harden?
Yeah.
Why?
Praise.
You say what?
Look, You can't say why is everybody when I said today in the group chat we got to talk about Harden for MVP.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm saying is, well, you're secluding it to yourself. I'm talking about everybody. Like, and that's what the narrative that controls the media is. Oh, LeBron's having a career year. He's averaging blah, 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 assists, blah, 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 blah. And then James Harden turned around and averaged 12 assists a game for the whole year. And everybody's like, oh, well, he's supposed to. I mean, we knew he was a good passer. That's the and same I thing mentioned- like this with Dame. If Dame hits a game winning shot, it's a commercial. Nick, the dude hit a shot, bro, and there was a commercial afterwards.
I mentioned narrative earlier, and you shook your head. I said narrative earlier, and y'all both shook me off.
Well, that's because
I said the narrative means a lot in the NBA.
I didn't take it to that. I was just
okay. Well, okay, whatever. I'm just saying narrative means everything.
So then you don't think the narrative? You don't think pushing in the narrative for Luka is going to be more than this for Dame?
They're going to say Luka put up great numbers and is sitting at home watching Dame go Dame time against somebody else. If the season ended today, that's what we're talking about. If the season ended today, Dame will be playing and having home court advantage, and Luka will be somewhere in his home.
If Dallas makes the playoffs, then Dame's not going to be in, right?
I think Luka can definitely change my mind, but that's not the argument. The argument is
all right. Now I want to ask you a different question. So if Dame continues to keep playing like how he's playing, and Luka
playing like how he's playing,
and it translates into wins.
Dallas gets just the eighth seed. We're just gonna say in the playoffs, because obviously we saw Russell at average triple double, and he won MVP. He just gets the eighth seed. We're not even gonna talk about anything higher. Do you have Luka over Dame?
We gotta look at what it looks like.
Oh my god!
But look, Face is gonna over exaggerate the point. I don't think it's impossible that Luka can catch Dame. I think it's possible, but I'm just saying you're not about to sit here and tell me, oh, if we're gonna say, well, if he does this, well, what if Dame averaged 35 the rest of the season? Then what? So if Dame plays the same and Luka raises his play and makes it to the playoff, Luka will probably have the edge. But if he don't make the playoff,
I'm asking that question because I feel like the only reason why you have, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like you only have Dame over Luka just because Dame has more wins than Luka. So that's why I said if they continue to keep playing the same way. And Luka's an eighth seed. Do you have Luka in there?
That's fair. I think it's close.
I'm just asking you. Like, is it because
it becomes closer? It becomes closer.
But Brendan, how is he? You said if Luka plays better, like he's already playing better than Dame. He's playing. We're talking about individuals. He's playing better right now. He's literally averaging 0.2 less and better at everything else. I don't need to look at the percentages to know he's probably shooting a higher percentage.
Are we grown enough to realize? Okay, because yeah, he's averaging more assists. Are we grown enough to realize that we really don't care that our point guard is going to grab 10 rebounds? Are we ready to have that discussion?
But it's a big deal when dudes like that grab rebounds, because again, that's how Russell got that the nod that he got. James Harden, the same thing with James Harden.
And they said he was padding his stats.
Who's padding his stats?
They were saying Russell was padding his stats, and they were saying him rebounding the basketball is not having an impact on winning the basketball game. Well, that's why. Are we ready to acknowledge that rebounding? What?
You and I both fucking coach. You try to tell me your point guard rebounding don't affect nothing. I wish you would.
I'm saying, compared. Listen, we are talking about two of the best players in the NBA. In that case, I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to flip it on you. Is what Luke is doing right now more impressive than what Steph's doing? Because he's rebounding. He's doing everything better than Steph besides scoring. You just used that logic for Dame.
Are we talking about from an individual? If we talk about two individuals, we just talking about individuals. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about team success. We're talking about two individual dudes. What Luka is doing is, if LeBron was averaging this right now, people would be like, yo, LeBron's having a great year doing this, doing that. Damn, what's Luka doing? What is he doing?
This is my last point, and I'm done talking about it because I know we got to move on. You're saying Luke is playing better than Steph right now. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what you just said.
Yes. Yeah.
And did you not tell Ray the other day in the group chat that Steph is playing better than LeBron?
When did we compare Steph and LeBron?
Ray, you remember that conversation when we were sitting here talking about who's playing better? That's why he's smirking. Did you not say that?
Just remind me. When did we compare Steph and LeBron?
Let me throw a little sidebar and I'll let you get back to what you're saying. You said that Steph was top three in the MVP ladder, and I said, no, he's not, because I got LeBron, Joker, and Joel Embiid. Now continue, Brandon. Go ahead on back with your point.
So two days ago, you had Steph third. Well, where the hell is Luke at if Steph's third, but Luke is playing better than Steph?
So if I did my MVP, legit MVP voting today, I would have KD first. Legit, no, there's no BS. I would have KD first because he's 40, 50, 90. I would probably have Luka than Steph. No BS.
So both of them are playing better than LeBron right now.
Forget LeBron. Where's Joel Embiid?
I don't like Joel Embiid. You know that.
You don't like anybody that's not from Wake Forest or Kimball Walker.
I don't like Joel. Y'all know I don't like Joel Embiid. I don't like that man.
But you have to like someone, but you gotta respect. I mean,
I do respect it. But you can say that Joel is playing better than all three of them dudes. Now, I don't think anybody's playing better than KD. Anybody. He's literally averaging 30 on ignorant high shooting percentages, like ignorantly high. I don't know. When is the last time somebody's done that? 40, 50, 90, and 30 plus a game. So that's why KD for me is hands down. Hands down, KD. I don't even think twice. And for me, look at Troy now.
KD's averaging 29-7-5.
It went down. You know, they pulled my man mid-game, which is wild. That was wild.
Luka averaging more points, rebounds, and assists than KD. I guess he's better than KD.
At the end of the day, we're talking about Luka and Dame. And it's Luka over Dame, period.
If you say that overall, I'm not gonna argue that. But as far as from when the season start till now, no.
Let me ask you this: how is Dame playing better than Luka? Like how? Like what? Like what? How is he? Because his team. Because at the end of the day, it's a team sport. So his team is playing better, but that's when you go to individuals. How is Dame playing better than Luka? Because he hit a game winning three and went like this?
No, he's leading his team. He's making clutch shots down. He's making clutch shots when they matter, and he's getting his team over the hump. When you actually watch the game, you realize that Dame is losing his absolute mind. But because Steph has 50 and he has 40, we don't talk about when Dame does that. We talk about Steph. When Luka has 44, 10, and 10, and Dame has 35, he has 40. We're gonna talk about Luka because it's easy for us to push Dame to the side.
Bro, you think Dame is like some underdog, blah 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 blah. Look, man.
Okay. That's enough for that, right, dude?
Go ahead.
We'll let the people decide that.
I made my point earlier about Bron.
I'll personally make a side Instagram video. And we'll let the comments decide what it is on that one right here. Because we definitely need answers for this argument right here.
Yeah, Troy.
The next person I'd like to talk about.
Porzingis, Keon. He said, who's his mellow? Kristaps Porzingis, but next.
Yeah, Porzingis.
I asked that question and he was serious. Come on, next topic.
Tori said faces on his Sherm shit tonight.
Somebody got a rep Sherm. I got a rep for the old heads, bro.
Next person I would like to talk about, he's a guy who's having a great year to me. And to me for what he has done in the NBA so far. And I feel like he's an all-star. I do. But I'll let you guys decide it. He's averaging 23.1, 11 rebounds and 5.6 assists. And the Knicks are in the top eight. The Knicks are going to make the playoffs. So is Julius Randle in all year. Face, I'd like to start with you.
I say no. There's been dudes that get snubbed, and I think he's going to be a guy to get snubbed. Straight up. I think they're going to take both dudes off the Celtics, Brown and Tatum. I think Ben Simmons is going to make it. I really do. I just don't see how he's not going to make it, because he's made it when he's played slightly better, I guess. But now he's marking himself as like a premier defender or something like that. So that narrative is going to get carried. So that's two people off the Sixers. I think all three dudes from the Nets are going to make it. They have to. Like, there's no way those three don't make it. What is that? 3, 2, 2. That's 7. What, 12 dudes make it?
Mm-hmm, pretty sure.
12 dudes make it. Let me work my way around each team in the East. Bam is the question mark. That's the one dude that I think that you could swap out with Randle, but then I don't see Vucevic not making it. I just don't. I mean, he's made it playing worse, and he's killing. I'm trying to make sure I ain't skipping nobody, miss nobody. I don't know. I mean, did Siakam make it last year?
Yes, Siakam made it last year. I think it was
He was a starter. Ew.
Vucevic, he's averaging 23.7, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists. And Julius Randle averaging 11.5, and his team is in the playoffs.
So they're averaging the exact same thing, but his team's in the playoffs.
And he has more assists.
Oh, Brad Beal. Brad Beal's going to make it. Forgot about Brad Beal.
Zach LaVine.
I don't know if Siakam's going to make it. I don't know. I really don't know. How many? 12? We said 12 dudes made the team. We established that?
Yeah, double check for you. Zach LaVine?
Ooh, I forgot about Zach LaVine. I don't know. I think they're going to get beat out because of too many guards. I think it's too many. It's too many. Oh, damn. I forgot about Giannis and Middleton. I forgot all about Giannis.
Forget about
Middleton. It's 13 people that make it. Well, they did an exception last year for Wade and Dirk.
Nowitzki. So Wade and Nowitzki were 13 and that made the exception, or it was 14 people?
12 and 13.
So they probably go back to 12. So NBA scrubs can get better. I don't know, man. I don't see him making it. If he does, I guess it would be the 12th spot, but you got Vucevic. I didn't even think about Zach LaVine. You got LaVine. Because who would have guaranteed three people? Like, you got the three dudes off the Nets. Guaranteed. You got two dudes from the Celtics. Guaranteed. Like, Jaylen Brown's definitely making it. I don't see how he doesn't make it. Is Middleton going to make it? You know how I feel about Middleton. Y'all know how I feel about him.
I don't think Middleton is playing better than Julius Randle.
He might not be, but he made it averaging 18 or whatever before.
Yeah, but that's because that they were the number one seed. You know how that plays into everything.
Okay, so we'll just take Giannis. Who am I missing? Brad Beal, obviously. He's going to make it. That's 7, so 5 more dudes. I feel like I'm
leaving. Sabonis is gonna make it.
There we go. I knew I was missing somebody. Sabonis is definitely making it. That's 8 dudes. I feel like I'm missing somebody, like a big name.
Kyle Lowry. We got Siakam. You know, I'm just throwing out names out there.
I don't think either one. I think Siakam. Oh, Ben Simmons. Embiid. There we go. Embiid is 9. I don't know if Ben Simmons is gonna make it.
Is Gordon Hayward getting in?
I think he should. I think Gordon Hayward should.
Trae Young.
There we go. Trae Young would definitely probably get in. So you could take Gordon Hayward out for now. So that's 10 dudes. So that leaves 2 spots.
I think
at least 2 spots.
I think Julius Randle get in there. But for, as of right now, you're saying no, he'll get snubbed. It's brand
new. No, I think he'll get snubbed. I think he's gonna be on the guy that should have made it but didn't make it. It's yeah, that's what I think. That's my final say so. I think he's the guy that should make it, but he won't make it.
I respect all right, that Brandon. Better than the one you've been giving us the past few days. But
no, all I said was that. But see, that's what y'all gotta realize when y'all ask me. Y'all ask me, do I think is he gonna make the team? And I say no. That's what I said. No, I don't think he's gonna make it. That's what I said.
Not trash, Keon. Stop being so trash.
Yeah, come on, Keon. Now, he ain't you know, trash. Crazy.
I used to feel that way.
Pace, I got one for you, and it's you know crazy. Didn't say Jimmy Butler.
He hasn't played enough, I don't think.
Okay, all right. Okay, I didn't know if you.
I wanted to say Jimmy Butler, but he hasn't played enough. Yeah, no, he hasn't played enough. What's Drew Holiday doing? Is he not killing?
No.
Nah, and Drew Holiday is hurt, and the Bucks are on a 4-game losing streak, which we will talk about soon.
Okay. You can go to Brandon and then y'all to you. That's my honest opinion.
All right, Brandon, how you feel about it?
I think he's deserving, but I can see where he gets snubbed. But for the sake of the argument, I'm going to say he make it. And I came across this list on Instagram, so I'm going to just read who I think going to start and then the bench. I think Kyrie and Bradley Beal going to be the backcourt starters because they're going to get voted in. KD, Giannis, and Embiid. And then off the bench, Harden, Jaylen Brown, Tatum, Sabonis, Trae Young, Ben Simmons, and Julius Randle. I think Zach LaVine going to get snubbed. Because if you snub Bradley Beal for making averaging 30 last year, you gotta snub. I'm not gonna say you got to, but they showed last year that they prioritize winning, which I don't agree with for the All-Star game. I want to see the 12 best guys in these conference play, but I understand they're gonna emphasize winning. And then, like you said, it's a lot of hype around Ben Simmons. People love his defensive ability. So I'm gonna put him up there. And who else did I leave off? Middleton. No. And I'm Jimmy Butler and Bam. Y'all know I rock with my Heat, but they haven't played long enough, and I don't think anybody deserves it on my Heat team this year so far. So I'm going to be unbiased, and I'm going to leave it with that 12 I just gave.
Yeah, the only thing I swap would be maybe Vucevic. It's the only thing I'd swap, maybe. But I think he's gone.
I'm going to go with Brandon, not on the list, but I'm just going to say that I think he's going to be an all-star. One, the Knicks are going to make the playoffs. That's just – it's not like
– Ray, it's early, Ray. It's early.
I love that it's early. I think the Knicks get in the playoffs. I do. I think the Knicks get in the playoffs. They just made the trade for Derrick Rose. This is another thing we have to speak on. They're getting there. And Julius Randle's averaging better stats than Vucevic, even though they're both killing. And then the media from New York is going to push it for Randle. I think he gets in there, but it'll be crazy. I don't think Zach LaVine is going to get snubbed 2 years in a row. I just don't see it. You made a mistake one year. You can't do it. You can't drop the ball twice. So that's where I'm at with Julius Randle making it. But a lot of guys are being talked about being traded right now. And one of the names is, you know, a guy who hasn't dunked the ball in the game since 2019, which is crazy. And talking about Blake Griffin. What team should trade for Blake Griffin?
Hornets.
Take him.
No BS. Bro, he do you know why he hasn't dunked? Because he doesn't want to be there. And he's trying not to get hurt. He doesn't even like drive to the basket. Like he don't even drive to it. I watched the Pistons play like a week ago, and my man took like 9 threes. Like, he wasn't stunting getting to the rim. He'll post up, shoot a fadeaway. He doesn't even try to, like, power through dudes. He's legit trying to not get hurt so he can go play for either a contender or play for somebody who's going to let him rock, and then he'll get it back. I guarantee you. Guarantee you.
No, Troy. No, Troy. That's you, Ray, and FaZe. Y'all all deserve y'all own plaque in the riddle.
No. No. If I get a plaque at Methodist, it's going to be in the housing office.
What you got, though, Brandon? What about Blake? Blake, what team should trade for him?
I don't think nobody should trade for him unless he's gonna get bought out. Straight up. I get what you're saying, FaZe, but you know, as a player and you in a situation where you don't want to be there, you also gotta play well to keep your value up. He's the worst contract in the NBA right now. And I don't think a team making attention should trade for him because he's a gamble. And what, he getting paid close to $40 million?
He's getting 40.
Blake getting paid.
He's not less than 35. Like, he's getting paid. And I'll double check it, but what? I don't want no stretch.
I don't want no stretch. Less.
How much is it?
34.5.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got traded.
And then next year he'll get 36. But next year is the last track.
I don't care. Unless he's getting bought out, don't send him to Miami.
So if he gets bought out, where should he go?
If he gets bought out, then I think every contender should at least reach out, because at the worst, he could be a vet coming off your bench that can, you know, have a little impact. But
I think he's a starter. I think he's just not playing.
I think he should either get traded to Miami or Dallas.
Dallas.
Take his ass to Dallas if they don't buy him out. I don't want no part of that contract. Take his ass to Dallas.
I really think so. I mean, another team I'll say maybe the Clippers. You can bring him back, but I just don't see that happening just because you just got Ibaka. Now, if they never got Ibaka, I'll say definitely go get Blake because, you know, the Clippers definitely have the bread. But yeah, I'll say. So what?
Ibaka can play the five.
No, you said Ibaka can play the five?
Yeah, you can put Ibaka at the five and put Blake at the four.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna do Zubac like that.
Nah, they like that.
Huh?
I don't think Zubac definitely doesn't start.
Some games he started.
Some, but I think the starting five is Pat Bev, PG, Kawhi, Nick Batum, the Charlotte reject, and Serge Ibaka. I'm pretty sure that's how they start hosting the game.
Nick Batum and Dwayne Bacon out there getting off, bro.
Hey, Malik Monk getting off too. Y'all was not letting him play either.
Chill, bro. That man don't. Never mind. Never mind.
I don't think I'm a fan of y'all coach, man.
Who, Bray? I'm not huge on him. I'm not huge on him.
Zubac doesn't start. You're right.
So they do start Nick Batum?
Yes.
Yes. Nick Batum starts.
I told you that.
It's Patrick Beverly.
He gets buckets.
Kawhi Leonard, Nick Batum, and Serge Ibaka. That was the starting lineup.
He gets buckets too. Like, he'll get you 20 off catching two threes.
He's averaging 9.7, 4.9 rebounds.
Yeah, that's career highs in Charlotte. What that is?
He couldn't touch the floor for y'all.
Well, that's because they ain't rock with him. But you know that they ain't rock with him. That's the worst contract in. That was the worst contract in the league for a little while.
Y'all made it. It sounds like y'all made it him the worst.
We did
contract.
We did. So Keon asked a good question. Do I think it's a bad move if he goes to the Lakers? I think over time it would be, because you got him, AD, and Trez, and I'm missing somebody. Kuz. So that four spot is going to be kind of hard to come by. And then they slide LeBron up to the four sometimes. Like, I don't know if going there would be a great fit for him, because Blake Griffin's the type of dude that needs the ball. Like, he needs the ball to be productive. And I don't know if that's going to happen in the Lakers. At the Lakers, he just stand in the corner. And
but see, we think that he needs the ball, but now that he's actually on a team that's contending for a championship, you know, all right, why aren't we saying Brooklyn?
Because Brooklyn, he's 100%. Well, James Harden passes the ball. So, yeah, I mean, Brooklyn wouldn't be bad either. Brooklyn won't be bad. People say Milwaukee, and Milwaukee just doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't make sense.
Nah, I think they got Bobby like Portis.
It sounds like Brooklyn needs a guy that's going to play some defense. And I don't think Blake at this point in his career going to play some defense. So, I don't know.
They just picked up Andre Robinson and Iman Shumpert. What's up with that? Would you think that can be something?
Perimeter defender Iman Shumpert, yeah.
Yeah. Robinson. They might as well let him at the crib, man.
Chill, bro.
Disrespectful, man.
They might as well let him at the crib, man. I don't know what he – come on, man.
Okay.
He don't play until he's butt naked wide open and they kicking the ball. He got the air ball.
Don't the Nets have Shamit, too?
Yeah.
I don't know why they picked up then both of them. That doesn't make a ton of sense. Not both of them. One of them, yeah. Because basically, Shamit, Iman Shumpert, and Roberson are all the same thing. They're literally the same thing.
You're just trying to add more depth to the team. You got the spots available. But I'm going to throw y'all a little curveball, man, you know. Okay. You agree with it earlier, but we have to speak on it in this same way. So Draymond was out in the beginning of the year. Obviously, you know, you're talking about Golden State, and I was saying when Draymond comes back, they'll be all right and be winning games. The Bucks are struggling right now. They're on a four-game losing streak, but the guy that they picked up in the summer, who was supposed to, you know, be a game changer for them, who I feel like Drew Holiday. So since Drew Holiday is out right now, is that the same thing to like Draymond Green being out for the Warriors? Because they're on a four-game losing streak right now, and Drew Holiday is out for health protocols. And definitely, Face, I would like for you to start because you don't like the Bucks.
I told you. I don't believe in them. I don't trust Middleton as your second best player, even though it's supposed to be Drew Holiday, but Drew Holiday hadn't been really killing this year either. Like, he's been good, but he hasn't been, like, killing. Do I think that's the same comparison? I'm going to say no, because I think Draymond is more valuable to the Warriors than Drew Holiday is to the Bucks. I think Draymond's more valuable, as much as I hate to say that. Well, no, I take that back. I don't hate to say that, because I would love to coach a guy like Draymond. Like, I'd love that. I just felt like I didn't know he was going to have that big of an impact from a veteran leadership standpoint, because he's literally allowing those other dudes to be comfortable in their own skin, and he's willing to sit back, average 5 points, you know, 7-8 assists, and, you know, probably 6-7 rebounds. So Andrew Wiggins and Oubre and obviously Steph can do what they got to do. So
why isn't it the same, though?
I feel like Draymond is a bit of a different anchor too. I think he's a bit of a different anchor. I think Draymond has been proven to be that guy for the Warriors for the past 7 years, and Drew just got to the Bucks.
Okay. What do you say? Nah, you spell Giannis wild crazy. But Giannis Giannis way crazy. Nah, Giannis should be good enough to overcome their flaws. They're paying the dude that much love time, much love to Holiday, but you can expect more from the two-time MVP.
I agree, Keon.
We can say the same thing about Steph, though. Steph was a two-time MVP, too, and they were losing.
Shoot. Giannis number's better than a lot. You know what? Never mind. Hey, but I'll say this, though, about Drew Holiday. And I somewhat agree with Face, but I think the Bucks losing both of their point guards, Wes Matthews, and it might be an unpopular opinion, but I think Brook Lopez and Chris Middleton best days are behind them. I think they need him to ball out to be good.
You think Middleton's best days are behind him?
Bro, how long Chris Middleton been in the NBA? He's at least 32.
I think he's dead. Oh, no, I got you.
Best days behind him?
29. He's only 29. He ain't even 30 yet.
I don't know, man. I might be wrong, but from what I've seen from them, I don't think he's feeling like that. And again, Brook Lopez is for sure washed. Now, I ain't going to say washed, but he's not what he was the past 2 seasons. And then you lose Wes Matthews, you lose both your point guards. I think they need him. Dante DiVincenzo, however you say his name. I don't know how ready he is for that starting spot, even though I do like his game. But they got some holes, and I think they were expecting him to fill a lot of indie spots on their roster.
I think they gave up when they let go of Malcolm Brogdon. I think they gave up. Because you should have paid him and Giannis and figured the rest out. You figured Malcolm Brogdon is legit Drew Holiday, but a little more efficient. You know what I mean? Like, and a little more point guard-ish. Like, more, I'm willing to get the ball up more. And they're probably just as equally good defenders. You know what I'm saying? So I think once they didn't sign him back, I think they legit gave up on what they were trying to do. And it might not seem like it, but you don't get rid of a dude like Malcolm Brogdon. Like, you just don't get rid of him. Like, he's not he ain't but too replaceable. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get rid of him.
Well, it's going to be a very difficult thing. I can't wait to map out with the Bucks because Drew, I feel like I'm standing on the same thing about how I talked about Draymond. I feel like Drew Holiday is the guy. It's the same thing where I told you, Face, when Boston went after Kemba. I feel like you had to make a big move in the summer. And the guy who they went after was Kemba Walker. And, you know, we already talked about that. Now, with Drew Holiday, I think that was a big move. That's the only reason why Giannis decided to sign that big contract, because I felt like he was good with Drew Holiday coming. I think if Drew Holiday's not there, I think the Bucks are in trouble. Because, then again, they're last year Bucks. Like, they don't have an extra guy unless Chris Middleton do what he got to do. The Lakers, though, Anthony Davis, we thought that he was going to mess up his Achilles. Thought he was going to be out, but turned out to be a calf, so he's only out for 2 to 4 weeks. Should the Lakers be worried about this or nah?
Yeah. And from what Sherm said, I didn't even think about it. I wish Sherm was up here to kind of elaborate. I don't know too much about the Achilles, but they were saying something that he's taking shots to kind of, I guess, get rid of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know too much about it, but from what I got from Sherm and just my own thinking, if he's making it worse, their best bet might be to just go ahead and sit him down for the rest of the year. Now, again, I don't know a ton about it, but if it's a chance that he can go tear it in the postseason and then be out all next year and he missed 2 straight postseason, it sounds like shutting it down. But again, I don't know all about it, and I don't know what's going on.
I agree with Dre. Sit down. Yeah. I agree. Sit him down. And if he ain't ready that first round series, then shut him down for the rest of the year. Because if he tear that Achilles, it's a wrap. Like, it is a wrap. Because if he tear it, that's this year and next year he's out. So, yeah, I sit him down. I think it's severe. I think it is his Achilles. But I do know from having, like, a calf strain before, I do know that it feels very similar. Like, that tightness right above your Achilles, right in your lower calf, it feels the same. So, I don't know what it's like to tear an Achilles, but I know that tightness is annoying. So, I get it. What do you think, Ray?
Yeah, I think you need to sit him down. I think it's kind of not trying to go into like into deep, and it's just because he's my favorite player or not. But I think it kind of helps LeBron for the MVP argument if he's not there. If the Lakers, if he continues to keep doing this thing, and the Lakers don't need him right now. They have a good team. They picked up Montrez. They picked up guys. They prepare for this. So sit them down. We're about to sell. The main goal is winning the championship. It's not about being the best regular season team. Like, Lakers are now championship or bust. Like, that's what the, you know, you're trying to get back to the championship. You're trying to get back there again. And, you know, everybody, we want to see Brooklyn versus Lakers. So, like, Lakers handled up your part. Nets handle up your part. And I think they need to sit him down. Now, if he is taking shots and stuff like that, the advice I can give him, but I know plenty of hoopers not trying to hear this. And I've always been called the old man for this. But stop playing the low tops.
Good point.
Stop playing the low tops. Like, it's simple as that. Like, the shoes that we wear are built for the person's foot. And if Kobe messed up his Achilles in those, what makes you think that your Achilles is not going to get messed up? He ended up switching to high tops. Go to the high tops. You saw with John Morant. John Morant messed up his ankle a little bit in the beginning of the year wearing them low tops. Now what are you doing? High tops all season.
Mm-hmm.
High tops on. You know, this ain't back in the day when Converse was the thing and everybody hooping in Converse and then Jordan came in, he got fined. Like, no, hooping high tops. Protect yourself. So, yeah, I think the Lakers think this. I don't think they're worried because I think they can get past the first two rounds without them. I just think when it gets to the Western Conference Finals, that's.
You think they can get past the first two rounds without them?
I think the second one is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Depending on who they match up with. Depending on who they match up with, things are going to be tough. But, I mean, it's LeBron. Like, you're playing like how you're playing right now. Where, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's LeBron. Like, what we know, LeBron gets the job done before it gets to the, you know, before it gets tough. And I think where it gets tough is the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. So, I think LeBron, with this new Laker roster, can get by the first two rounds without AD. I do.
What if they play the Mavs in the first round, right?
I knew he was going to say.
They play the Mavs in the first round. It's going seven. Ooh, it's going to be tough.
Not Ray.
Not AD.
It's got to be over.
It's going to be tough.
No, Ray. It's got to be over. Because with AD, it was, you know, going seven. So if it ain't no AD, it's over. It's got to be over.
I said problems.
No.
Right.
You sounded like me now, Ray. You sounded like me.
Like I said, I always said problems. I said if it goes seven. I did say that about seven. I said if it goes seven, I said they need to be worried. But I'm still not gonna say it's over. I got the Lakers winning the series, but I just think the Mavs give them problems. Without AD.
If they don't have AD. I mean, I don't know if they beaten. It's a couple teams they're going to struggle with, like quite a few.
I think, so there are two right now, right, as of right now, because Utah is still doing their thing. Hopefully, and they play against the Clippers. I don't know if Kawhi's going to play there. Two right now, they'll play Denver.
I got you.
They play Denver without AD. Oof. Oof.
If it ended today, they would play the Nuggets in the first round, and in the second round, they would play the winner of the 3-6 series, so the Clippers or the Spurs.
I'm so weak at Keon. Keon said, but Ray, what about? I understand the sponsors on the shoes, Keon. You can still put high tops on. There's plenty of Nike shoes.
They make hot top Kobe's. Yeah, they make hot top Kobe's.
They got hot top Kobe's. You can put those on. Yeah, I think it'll be tough if they play. That last, it's going to be tough. I think if any team, I can't even easily say that. Like, Spurs is looking like they're playing good. Spurs looking good.
They do.
Spurs looking good, unless Portland just dropped all the way out. But I don't think that's going to happen. That'll be disrespectful to say that because Dame always gets the job done. We'll move on to something where I want to see where you guys are going to take this conversation to. Brad Stevens, coach of the Boston Celtics. We all know him. the media is not talking about it, but we'll talk about it. I'll bring it up here. Is it time to put him on the hot seat? He's been there since 2013. He's been the coach there. He's had plenty of blessed opportunities than some coaches in that 5-year span. I'm going to say 5 years because not a lot of coaches coach past 5 years for the same team. Most likely to get fired the third year. It's time to put him on a hot seat. At Kyrie Irving, at Gordon Hayward, you know, Tatum and Dave, you know what I'm saying? They got Kemba. Tatum and Brown now, like, is it time to put him on a hot seat? Brandon, I'd like to go with you. Who? Say you, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. He needs to be. But I'm also going to call Danny Ainge out, too. Because Danny Ainge, you know, he did a lot of finessing, a lot of getting all these draft picks. And I feel like right now there's nothing to show for. He traded for Kyrie. That didn't work out. Traded for Kemba. And for whatever reason, Kemba, whether it's Kemba's wrong, Brad. So it's like at one point in time, we were crowning Danny Ainge the best GM in basketball. And right now, the only two bright spots on the roster for real is Tatum and Brown. Which, when you look at the Nets and you look at the Bucks, and maybe even Philly, you know it's not enough. So, gotta call Danny Ainge out too. But yeah, Brad Stevens. I mean, y'all know me. I ain't the type to throw race cars out there. But we've seen black coaches get thrown out for less, for less time. So, I mean, what chances is a guy like that going to get for an organization like that who apparently was the next team up out the East? So I think he should be on the block. Not on the block, but on the, you know, hot seat. Make something shake.
Say it's like, go with you, coach. Speak from, you know, everybody talk about how great of a coach Brad Stevens is, you know. The NBA, he's been there since 2013. Isaiah Thomas, Kemba Walker, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward. The Morris twin, Al Horford, Tatum, Brown, in 2021 right now.
I mean, I think he's definitely one of the great basketball minds, but I think he's worn out his welcome in Boston. Like, I think he should go somewhere else. I think he needs young players to, like, he needs Jason Tatum's, Jaylen Brown's when they first started, like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, because he can make those guys kind of run his offense more team oriented than I oriented, you know, because I think that's why Isaiah Thomas was so successful. But then dudes like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are basically, you know, two of the top five wings, top seven wings in the league, and you're going to have to be able to manage them, and both of them are good enough to just run their own team. You know what I'm saying? So if they're both good enough to run their own team, they're done listening to that Butler offense where you move, we got to move the ball around, do this, do that, blah, 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 blah. They're like, nah, especially Tatum. Tatum's like, nah, I'm going to get my – do what I got to do. Like, that's just what it is. And Brown is coming to his own. I think he's worn his welcome out. I think – and he's only like 500 in the playoffs. Like, that's terrible. So, I don't know. I think he's better suited for young teams. Like, I think he could go to Cleveland and turn them a little bit because it's young guys, selfless guys, like all that. But he's dealing with – he's the deeper you get into basketball at that level and the longer you stay, especially with guys that stay around, the more ego you kind of got to deal with. So, I think that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing, though. I think he's got to deal – he's got to deal with some ego, and I don't think he's handling that well. I bet that's what it is. Like, he don't know how to check Jason Tatum and be like, bro, you can score 30 points a night, but does it have to be off of tween, hezzy, sidestep, fadeaway three? Can it just be like, boom, boom, we score? I think he's having trouble with being able to do that. And I don't think he knows how to manage a ton of talent. Like, you got to think when they had Isaiah Thomas and he was rolling. Who was it? Isaiah Thomas, Tatum was he a rookie?
Tatum was there when Thomas was there. It was the Morris twin. It was Al Horford. It was they had
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart was always there.
Rozier. Yeah, you're right.
Rozier, yeah.
Yeah, so again, he wasn't dealing with two elite dudes. Now he's dealing with three elite dudes. You know, Kimba's not playing like it right now, but we all know Kimba, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum. And I don't think he knows how to manage three dudes. Like, you don't run into that kind of problem in college. You don't. Like, not that kind of problem where it's like that. So I think he's won his welcome out. He's out. And they drafted Peyton Pritchard. You know, I was wrong the first like five games, and then the shit came back full circle like it was supposed to. Danny drafted himself, and it ain't working.
Sam, speaking from a coaching perspective, to speed you up to why we were talking about this, nobody is speaking about Brad Stevens being the hot seat. You know, we don't do things like how the media do. We talk about what needs to be talked about. He's been there since 2013. He wanted to get Hayward. His guy from Butler, he got him. He had guys like Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker. He has had plenty of opportunities that a lot of coaches have not had, but they get fired, you know, 3 years or 2 years, sometimes 1 year. And he's been since 2013. It's 2021. Do you think Brad Stevens should be in the hot seat?
He definitely should be in the hot seat. Because for one, other coaches have done more with less. And I understand, like, it's part of it too is Danny Ainge, I think it's Danny Ainge too. Because the guy he's comfortable with. Guy that he can control. I'm not gonna say control, but a guy that he can work with. But at the end of the day, I don't care. Again, I go back to all levels of basketball. Sometimes you just need a different voice. I think Brad Stevens' voice is old right now with that team. Like, what else can he bring? What else can he bring to the team? Like, and I'm not trying to compare. I deal with kids on the lower level. And I'm not trying to compare anything I do as far as a coach to anybody on a higher level. But it's just times when I know myself. I know myself. They're not hearing me no more because I had them for so long. I had these kids for so long. So I may need to step down and bring somebody else in, a different voice, a different system. Because everybody on Boston, they've been there from day one. Their core players been there from day one.
The only place they've been, yeah.
Yeah. So it may be just time for a different voice. It may just be time for a different voice. And again, I'm not saying that he's a bad coach or he can't coach. But it gets to a point where everything is just – it's just time for a change. It's times when I had teams where I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of them, and I know they tired of me. I'm just being honest. Ray, you was on one of those teams like, at a very early age. I'm tired of them, and I know they tired of me. Like, it's just time to get somebody else to come in and take the team or give a voice or give a direction or build a culture to put team over the talent over the edge or turn the corner or push them forward.
Okay. You know, we got to slide on into like what we're laying down towards the end of the podcast, but I'd like to talk about, well, Brandon, you brought it up. You said that we don't talk about him a lot, and you were one of the main people who said that, do it, do it, do it, do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. So we're speaking about James Harden. I think now we can speak on it and see how he's playing with the Nets. You know, we all had our own opinions about it, about the trade. Was it worth it? Brandon, we'll let you go last. We know where you stand. But Sherm, was it worth it? How do you feel about
it? I still don't think it's worth it. I think he's playing great. But again, the further you go in the playoffs, you're gonna need that you're gonna need your bench. You're gonna need some role players. You're gonna need those key guys to take you over the edge. My bad. I was trying to share. My bad. Ray, you always put me on the spot, Ray, and put me out there first while I was sharing the link, Ray. So this is that was on you, Ray. Nah, but I just think it's a reason why Cleveland is shopping whoever they're shopping for Jared Allen. It's a reason.
Drummond.
Yeah. It's a reason why they're doing that, because that guy is a key piece.
Okay, you
about to say something?
Okay. We heard you speak on James Harden's game. Where you at now with James
Harden? I'm very impressed with James Harden. I'm very impressed. Because for one, he's showing that he has an IQ. His peripheral vision is out of this world. He's basically with the Nets showing more to his game, and I was a big critic of his, because I just thought he just step back, shoot, drive to the basket, nothing in between. But he has changed his role with the Nets, and I'm very impressed, man. I'm man enough to admit it. Very impressed with how he's playing. Very impressed. Very impressed.
Face. I thought that it would work. I still think it will. And I said the whole time, I felt like he would be the one that would defer, because he's the best passer out of all of them. So I felt like he was the best passer out of all of them. He almost looks like he's been playing the wrong position the whole time. Like, he was just, it looks like he was a point guard that just has the ability to go score 40 every night if you need him to. Because Sherm is right. His vision is just, and it's because he knows how to, like, he doesn't ever get rushed. Like, you can't really rush him. So, and then he's so strong, big body, he body you up a little bit. I mean, he's a good passer. So, and then he can shoot. So it's kind of like, I got to kind of pick my poison with what I'm going to do. And then he's got elite playmakers around him. So I think, the trade was worth it. Again, I would have done everything I could to hold on to Jared Allen. I would have gave up just about anything else. But, I think it was worth it. I'm not surprised, because you can go back on the other podcast, and I remember saying I thought he was going to be the one to defer. Like, he was going to be the one to pass the ball. So, no, I think it's great. I think it'll keep going on. And I think that if they can find – I don't know if Andre Drummond is the missing piece, but if they can find somebody serviceable, they'll be straight.
All right. James Harden, I like to speak about James Harden. I always think James is a great player in the regular season. I do. I just want him to do it in the playoffs. That's it. I want him to be consistent and do it in the playoffs. That's only my issue with James Harden. And I know he can do it. I know he can do it. I know he can. Now he's on a different team. This is where he won it.
No. We're not going to do this, Ray. We're not going to do this. Because he didn't have a Kyrie Irving. And I was the biggest critic for him forever, but he never had a Kyrie Irving or a KD to get a ball to. He never had that. In the playoffs, what they would do is, last year, what they did, they just double teamed him, and he looked lost off the double team. You're not going to be able to double team harder in the playoffs now. You're not going to be able to do that.
You're not. But you don't have to double team somebody for them not to perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying. I like James Harden. I think the trade.
What did Irv Fly say? You're the point guard, and I'll be the scorer.
That's what he wanted.
That's the difference. Kyrie Irving is not Russell Westbrook. He's bigger. We can debate that. He has more to his game. We can debate that.
I mean, I agree. I don't think they're the same player. I don't. I don't think Russell and Kyrie. Oh.
But you think Kemba and Kyrie is?
I called him out earlier, Sharon.
I'm sorry for joining in late.
But now all four of us is here. See, what I was trying to tell you, I said based on their career in the NBA, they both have done it.
Numbers do lie, right?
Numbers can lie for Kyrie too, just like it can lie for anybody. We can't erase the fact that the Cleveland Cavaliers were last place in the East. We can't. and the Hornets made the playoffs.
With Anthony Bennett, who we don't even know about. Where is he working at ShopRite right now?
I think he probably.
Where is Anthony Bennett right now?
He's working at some foreign candidate.
I think he's playing overseas or playing in the G League, maybe.
Okay. He's the number one pick. Nice. Let's not do this.
I think overall, as of right now, it looks good right now. Brandon, I'm going to use your terminology on that. As of right now, today, it looks good, but I just want to see it in the playoffs. That's my thing. Like, I want to see how it works out in the playoffs. I believe I believe they'll get to the finals or they'll get to the Eastern Conference finals, but it's like when you go up against a team, I want to see what can happen. And I know Brandon was saying when the last time we ever saw three top guys in their prime, you know what I'm saying? You might not say that.
But... Oh, I know. I said it. I stand by it.
I just want to see how it works when you go up against a great team because great teams win championships. Brandon, the background.
The question is, was the trade worth it? That the question?
Yeah, was the trade worth it? And how do we feel about how James Harden is playing right now?
Hell yeah, it was worth it. Easily. Listen. I'm gonna be the first person to hop on this train. James Harden did not fold in the playoffs these past 2 years. James Harden lost to the better team. And each year he's lost in the playoffs, he's lost to the better team. And I say this just about every time I get on here. The NBA champions the past 10 years have went through four guys. You either get with them or you understand that you're going to compete at the high level, but you're probably not going to win a championship. Bron, KD, Steph Curry, and the last time I said it, if you want to bait Kawhi, cool. James Harden realized, I can't be that number one guy. I'm not there. So what did he do? Trade me. And you know where I want to go? My first choice is to go play with that 7-foot sniper. And that's where he's at right now. I don't think he's going to fold in the playoffs. He's not even the second option on the team. Kyrie's the second option on the team. They have him scoring the ball, and James Harden's playing a point guard, as you all said. So, yes, they will be fine. They're struggling with defense right now, but I wish we had a healthy game tomorrow for the Lakers in Brooklyn because we'd see a team that would be locked in and – They'd show that when it matters, they're going to lock in on both sides of the floor. They still might give up a little bit too many points. But when those three are clicking, you're not outscoring them unless you're the Lakers, I think, because I still think the Lakers are going to win the championship this year, unless AD's compromised. If AD's compromised, we'll have a Clippers Nets final. But if he's not compromised, I'm sticking with the Lakers. So
the only thing I disagree with, I don't care what sport it is, man. You have to play defense, man. You cannot win a championship trying to outscore anybody in any sport. We can go to the greatest show of on turf. It just don't happen. You have to be able to stop somebody. If you have a great defense, there has been great teams that won off of defense in every sport. I don't care if it's baseball, football, basketball. And if you had an offense to complement that defense, or even a mediocre offense to complement the defense, and that defense is great, you're going to win. A la Rays Giants. Even though he tried to keep saying that Eli was this or that, they had a great defense. It was not Eli. They had a great defense. Eli managed the game.
That boy sure can't stand Eli.
No. See, that's where you're wrong. I'm a Deskin fan. And I'm like, why do people up north raise the only guy? See, he's down south with you, he was down south with you guys. But the people up north hate Eli. I haven't had a quarterback in 25 years.
Let me ask you guys one question. This is just one simple question. And all the people in the comments. Was that Seahawks defense, the Russell Wilson that won the championship, better than the Giants defense? The Legion of Boom.
I'm out on this one. I don't know.
Are you comparing Eli to?
Hold on. Wait. No, I'm just asking a simple question. We're talking about defense, right? Because everyone loves Russell Wilson. Everyone loves.
No, wait.
They're not going to do that.
Wait, no. I wasn't even going nowhere with Eli. You brought it up.
I know.
You're talking about with Cam Chancellor and Richard Sherman.
Defenses. We talk about defense. Let's talk about that Super Bowl with a defense on Peyton Manning. They didn't score a touchdown. That was a blowout. They scored like 50 points to 3. Defense, right? We talk about defense. So if this Giants team is such great defense, then what in the hell is that Seahawks defense?
All I'm trying to say is you're not up north. I don't have a problem with Eli. Every time Eli played Washington, he looked like his big brother. This is what you're not getting. Everybody up north that are Giants fans, hate Eli.
I guess you're
we're going in a different direction.
I'm gonna sum it up for you. You're just saying that the Brooklyn Nets defensive team, and that's why they're not gonna win a championship and they can't outscore everyone.
No.
Right.
I don't like their chances because they don't play defense. They gave up their key. Now, of course, they're gonna make moves at the trade deadline. They're gonna make moves. Let's see what they make. But I don't see those three outscoring. I haven't seen a team outscore anybody and win a championship. I just haven't seen it.
I'm gonna ask you guys this last simple question before we give our picks and predictions. If they trade for Andre Drummond, would that make a big difference for them?
The Nets?
Like, do we feel like they're solid? And somehow get Drummond. Does that make them solid?
I mean, it depends what they give. It depends what they give up, but it makes a huge difference. Because that's an elite rebounder. Like, that's a really elite rebounder and probably the best rim protection they could have. And he ain't no slouch defensively. He's not, you know, some off the wall, you know, great, but he's not a slouch by any stretch. So I think that puts them, I mean, I don't see, it depends who they have to give up, because they're going to have to give up somebody pretty good, unless they can, they're not going to buy Andre Drummond out, are they?
Oh, it's possibly looking like a possibility.
That he can get bought out? If he gets bought out and they don't have to give up anything.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to find a team for him, but I mean, they're.
If he can get bought out and they don't have to give up anything, then it's a big time difference. Like,
well, I mean, if they give up,
I think they'll walk into the Eastern Conference. To the finals.
If they were to give up Shamet and Bruce Brown, I mean, for Drummond.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
they're not going to go. But they can't give up. You know, Kyrie and James are going to be there. Jeff Green, they're going to be there. DeAndre Jordan is going to be there.
So Jeff Green was my next person.
Joe Harris, though, if those guys are there and Drummond's on that team, no matter who else they guys are there, does that make them solid?
Yeah, they walk to the finals.
That's a big if though. Like, I don't, cause I get what you're saying, Ray. Like, if they have that top seven or eight, but dang, like the Pistons almost gonna do them a favor. If they don't take somebody out that top seven, top eight.
Yeah,
you need a calf.
You need a calf. He's no longer on the Pistons.
Huh?
He's no longer on the Pistons. He's with the Cavs.
That's why I asked if he gets bought out. Like, if he gets bought out. Makes a difference if he gets bought out.
Cleveland said they're not going to play him anymore. They're going to try to pick. Like, what, you just going to keep him on the bench and keep paying him?
That's what they said.
I'm gonna say, you would probably get a better deal somewhere besides Brooklyn. But in the hypothetical, what if situation, if he does and you can somehow keep your top eight, then absolutely, yeah. I might choose my finals winner if they do that, but we'll see.
Anything you like to ask him, or are you good off that?
They might as well just stay pat and just go with it. Who again? You can't make a trade for a guy like Drummond without giving up something important. They already gave up too many pieces. Like, what else do you have left? What else do you have left?
And he's got an expiring contract. He's got an expiring contract. I'd buy him out. But if you buy him out, then he'd have to sign like a half-year deal or with somebody, because he's going to want max money. Like, he's going to want max money. But the thing is, if he gets traded, that team has to pick up those bird rights, and those bird rights make him like a supermax dude. And in the market, he's going to get supermax money. So they probably trying to find somebody who can afford him. I don't know how many people – the Mavs can probably afford him. Like, that's about it, though. Like, I don't know too many. And then that doesn't fit. That doesn't fit at all, because you can't play him and Porzingis at the same time. That doesn't fit. So you buy him out, let him go where he wants. That's what I do.
It's going to be very tough. But we're at the end of the show now. Thank you for everyone for being here for so long. We're going to get our predictions for tomorrow. The record right now is 8-9 for me. 13-4 for Sherm, 11-6 for Face, and 6-5 for Brandon. Brandon has not been here for two episodes, so he's still lingering up there. Last week we picked the Celtics. We had been right. We took Philly. We took Philly over Portland. Portland won that game. And then we took Miami. You know, some of us took Miami, but Miami ended up coming back and winning that game against the Rockets. Now, tomorrow's Thursday, so we won a lot of games tomorrow. But we got a rematch from 2 days ago, if I'm not mistaken. The Bucks versus the Raptors. Who you got? Brandon.
I got Milwaukee. They're going to snap that losing streak.
Sure.
Milwaukee.
Face.
Bucks.
Same. I don't trust the Raptors.
I'm agreeing with you guys on this. I'm agreeing. I'm taking the Bucks as well. Nets versus Lakers. No AD, no KD. Sure.
Nets. Nets. I'm taking the Nets.
Face.
Is Kyrie playing?
Kyrie's going to play.
And James Harden is playing.
No AD and no KD.
Nets.
We Brandon. Are we sure Kyrie's playing?
That's my thing. Is Kyrie playing?
I thought he wasn't playing.
Because if Kyrie ain't playing, then I'm picking the Lakers.
I think Kyrie.
It's got to be reported by now. It's got to be reported. So
I'm with Face. Yeah.
I think Kevin Durant. I think Kyrie is playing tomorrow. I think so.
Let me see.
Yeah, Kyrie.
No, he's out.
Nah, it says Irving is being listed probably to play in Thursday's game. This was reported at 5:49 p.m.
So the one I'm looking at from 3 hours ago, ESPN, it says Brooklyn Nets. Oh, no, that's KD. Yeah, so Kyrie arrives.
Kyrie plays.
Yeah. If Kyrie plays, I'm going Brooklyn. But if he doesn't, I'm going Lakers.
Well, fellas, I'm looking like I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to take the Lakers. I'll be the hot man.
Shocker. Ray picked the Lakers. What a shock. What a shock.
I'm just being the odd man out. We all can't agree. Okay. The same thing. I'm taking the Lakers. And then you know might as well. And then in the Heat the Kings. We need to get the we're struggling right now. But right now against Golden State. So this is a big game to see if they come out and get the dub, but it already started. We can't speak on this. So Miami or Kings? Brandon.
Miami or the Kings? Come on, man. Ooh. Come on, man.
Nah, that's a good question. That's a good.
We took an L last game, man. South beat. They gonna pull it out.
Yeah, but I think y'all playing on the back to back because y'all playing the Warriors now.
I'm going to go to state right now. But he got Miami. That's his squad.
I got Miami.
He has no choice.
I got Miami.
Face.
Well, the Kings suck. They suck. So I'm going with Miami as well because they suck. Buddy Hill, you know, Harrison Barnes sucks. Everybody sucks on that team, but De'Aaron Fox.
You are.
But De'Aaron Fox and the little point guard. The point guard, I like him. Tyrese Halliburton, I like him.
Possibly rookie of the year, maybe.
Yeah, I like him. I like him.
I'm going to say the Kings. I don't think they suck.
They suck.
I'm going to say the Kings.
Miami, man.
Put me down for the Heat.
Yes, sir, Sherm. Yes, sir.
Put me down the Heat.
As of right now, I'm going to repeat the records again. Brandon, you're soft. You ain't been here for two. Winning. Sherm is number one, 13-3. Face is 11-6, and 8-9. We'll see how the records stand next week. He said, Ray, I'm tripping. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Anybody got last word before we go?
Knicks all day, every day. We hey, back.
Last time.
We back.
Last time I was on, man, my Heels hadn't played Duke, and they got that dub. So, yes, sir. And Face. Wake Forest got that ass in the tail of the night by them
who boys. Who they play? They play Carolina?
They play Duke. Y'all want to play us. Y'all can't beat Duke. Y'all don't want to play us.
Y'all beat Duke by like two, Brandon? Like, what are you saying?
The final score didn't show the game. We was
doing them dirty to the very end. They start hitting some BS and Cameron. But just know we beat both of y'all.
Dang, we only play y'all once typically. So
and Florida State went wild crazy on Virginia. Let's not forget that.
They did.
Good. I thought Virginia was gonna win. Wait a minute, that can't be right. The final score, that can't be right. It says 36-22. There's no way that's right.
Who between y'all? Nah.
Wait, Duke. Y'all, yeah, there's no way that's right.
Appreciate everybody. Make sure you like and subscribe. Y'all know we're about to be here every Wednesday. So appreciate you guys being here. And tell a friend to tell a friend. What it is, what it ain't, we got to say. Good God. Join the debate.